This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And I was looking at my own mailbag here and was struck by a Christmas card I received from one of my friends this year. Dark, kind of somber background, a single candle. Really captures the mood of what we're all feeling, I think, this Christmas of 1941. A nation at war against Japan and Germany at the same time. But then I went back and looked at some old cards of holidays past, and I found this very different card from 1911. Very happy-looking Christmas bell with two children holding ribbons. They're little angels. Almost a different world, it seems, than just 30 years ago. Listen to this. That's from 1911. Sounds like they don't have a care in the world, those singers. Think about it. It's much less than a lifetime ago, but it's almost impossible to imagine back 30 years ago. Before the Great War, all of those millions of people who died in Europe were still alive. The Great Depression, the stock market crash, all in the distant future. The Communist Revolution in Russia hadn't happened. Getting through the just past 19th century seemed a miracle all by itself. Hard to recall what it even felt like. Hey, in 1911, people stopped hand-cranking their cars. The starter was invented. Standard Oil was broken up. Of course, the horrible Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire here in New York City transformed our idea of safety, where we all work. You know, someday I suppose we'll have the recording ability to preserve the voices from any time and go back and hear and see what it was like, maybe even more than 30 years ago. But now we're left with these distant echoes from 1911. Just 11 years into the new 20th century, there was such a feeling of satisfaction. Napoleon and his horrible wars were over. We thought they were horrible back then anyway. We survived the war between the states here in the United States, freed the slaves, became a bigger economy than our old colonial master, England. 1911 seemed like a long summer historical day.
Any girl looks good in summer, in summer, in summer.
I was looking at some other important events back in 1911. The great composer Gustav Mahler died. Complicated fellow. Do you like his music? He never got to hear one of his most ambitious pieces performed, The Song of the Earth, it was called, premiered in October of 1911 after he was dead. I don't know if you've heard the piece, but it contains all this brooding sense that there's something right around the corner, something big and maybe not so great. What did Gustav Mahler know? What's he thinking now? One last thing before we go. I love this. 30 years ago, movies were a silent novelty, and most were made in Europe. But in 1911, a man by the name of David Horsley opened a little movie studio out in California on Sunset Boulevard in a little place the world now knows as Hollywood.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.